The lunch line is moving slowly on the first day of school at Cascade Middle School in the White Center area south of Seattle. Trish Gossage is the friendly lunch lady.
How's your day going so far?
She's offering ravioli or chicken nuggets, and sometimes a reminder.
Okay, make sure you grab a fruit or a salad for me, hon.
This seventh grade boy skipped the fruit and salad bar. Gossage insists he has to have at least one serving of a fruit or vegetable.
A little bit more. You got to get at least a half a cup, at least a half a cup.
When I ask the boy about his pile of cut fruit,
I don't know.
He shakes his head and frowns. It may end up in the trash. But if kids skip the fruit and veggie section, the school district could be docked part of its payment. It's one of many changes to the federal school lunch program. The details only came last spring, and school districts everywhere are scrambling. For example, Highline had to give staff a crash course 2 days before school started. Nutrition director Chris Neal says it's not enough just to have vegetables. Now there are subgroups.
When we say subgroups, we're talking about red, orange, dark green, starchy, legumes.
Translation for today, it's broccoli, carrots, peppers, salad. Most kids do find something they like. Another new rule, calorie limits, which means middle school kids get fewer choices. There are limits on breads, which means all the pizza dough has to be reformulated, so it's thin crust. The main supplier of dough for schools across Western Washington can't produce it fast enough, creating challenges. And every lunch menu must pass an audit to prove they're complying. So if the lunch staff at school looks more stressed than ever, it's not just because of the first day of school. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.